Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. If you say, "Yesterday was an extraordinary day," you mean that something incredible happened. But if you say, "Yesterday was an extraordinary day," you mean that it was even more normal and boring than usual. Just making one word into two gives the sentence an entirely opposite meaning. Extraordinary events surrounded the Magi's visit to Bethlehem, but there were also a few extraordinary things they discovered on their journey. An ancient prophecy and an extraordinary star led them to an extraordinary little town called Bethlehem. The star stopped above what was probably an extraordinary home. Inside, they found an extraordinary-looking Jewish couple with an ordinary-looking baby. But the Magi saw past the child's ordinary surroundings. They saw their Savior, who was going to give them a gift far more precious than the gold, frankincense, and myrrh they had just laid at his feet. That baby would give the gift of sins forgiven and eternal life. The wise men didn't need to see a king in a palace surrounded by servants. They'd likely seen plenty of kings like that in their lifetimes. The Magi needed to see their Savior. That's exactly what God led them to see. It's human nature to think we need more than what God has given. Maybe you've felt that attitude creep around in your heart. What God provides you in His Word might not seem like enough. You want Him to do more for you. You want Him to communicate more extraordinarily with you. But God chooses to use some extraordinary-looking ways to bring His good news to you. In the ordinary pages of the Bible, we see the Savior who proves His eternal kingship with a resurrection from the dead. In baptism, we see ordinary water poured out on a person's head, marking them as an adopted child of God. In Holy Communion, we see ordinary bread and wine that, when the word is spoken, have the power to forgive even the darkest sins. The means by which God extends His love to you look like ordinary things, but they work extraordinary results. Dear Father, thank you for giving me the extraordinary message of Jesus in ordinary ways every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.